Hi, this is Kemi Olunlayo, Maryland's most beautiful person for Baltimore County in 1997. Today is March 8th, 2019, and we're looking at Kemi Talks. Mayor Catherine Pugh made history yesterday. Well, did you know that she signed the Clean Air Regulation Bill? This bill puts Baltimore on a path toward cleaner air. Yeah, did you see Councilman Ed Reisinger? Who sponsored that bill? You know, climate change is a big problem right now in the world. Everyone is getting affected, even Baltimoreans. This effort strengthens our city by lowering the amount of pollution created by waste incineration in Baltimore. So that bill was signed yesterday by the mayor at City Hall, and there was a lot of activities going on. During that event, the Community Catalyst Grant Award recipients came by and got their own awards. Did you know $1.75 million in operating funds went to 35 organizations for community-based projects. The Community Catalyst Grants, combined with our Neighborhood Impact Investment Fund, are power tools that are helping to transform Baltimore neighborhoods and, most importantly, the lives of Baltimore residents. It was really exciting yesterday at City Hall. A lot of money went through, and it's a new era of neighborhood investment. So make sure you visit the mayor's page on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Mayor PU50. She's ready to tell you what's going on in the city. In other news, did you know this prescription drug business is out there again? Now, most of you know I was a pharmacist for 30 years, and I practiced more in Baltimore than anywhere else before I went to Nigeria for about 12 years. Now, Mayor Pugh says she stands with the Maryland Citizens Health Initiative in supporting legislation that will create a prescription drug affordability board. A lot of prescription drugs are very expensive. Even coming back to America, some of the prices I've seen are outrageous. So many people rely on prescription drugs to lead healthy lives. Now, in Nigeria, many things are over the counter. Well, I wouldn't say over the counter. When I was in Nigeria, a lot of things over there you could just buy. There were a few things that were prescription, but we don't have that system where every prescription item is going out of the pharmacy via a prescription. So many people have to get the prescription and then have to have the money to buy the medication. The same is going on around the world. So to lead healthy lives, it's a tragedy, she said, that many people in Baltimore struggle to pay for their medications. And she was in Annapolis yesterday, and she was there to talk about this in the state legislature. Some people must go without life-saving drugs simply because of the prices, and she says this must stop. Mayor Pugh is using her hashtag, drugs don't work if people can't afford them. That's a really long hashtag. I'll repeat that. Drugs don't work if people can't afford them. And then MDGA19. It's very important because it's the same problems over and over again. You know, when I look at when I graduated in 1989 and took the Maryland Board of Pharmacy exam versus now, drugs are even more expensive. There's a lot of politics. One has to work with the administration. Some people say, but you know, it's not easy being the mayor of Baltimore. All the mayors tend to fight very hard, very, very hard for the people. And that's what it's about when you elect mayors in Baltimore. Baltimore's a very big city. And being, I think, the fourth largest in the United States, I think, I have to check on that, communities are waiting to be helped. There's a lot happening. And this mayor is really hard at work, you know. So that's it today for Kemi Talks on the State of Baltimore with Catherine Pugh. Mayor Pugh, thanks so much for giving me the opportunity to be able to spread the news through the internet. Join me on the next podcast, Kemi Talks. At Kemi Talks on Instagram is up. So if you're missing my podcast on Anchor or Spotify, you can also listen to them on Instagram TV, IGTV. Go to the Instagram page at Kemi Talks. That's it. March 8th, 2019. Hi, this is Kemi Olunlayo of Maryland's most beautiful person for Baltimore County in 1997. Today is March 8th, 2019, and we're looking at Kemi Talks. Mayor Catherine Pugh made history yesterday. Well, did you know that she signed the Clean Air Regulation Bill? This bill puts Baltimore on a path toward cleaner air. Yeah, did you see Councilman Ed Reisinger? Who sponsored that bill? You know, climate change is a big problem right now in the world. Everyone is getting affected, even Baltimoreans. This effort strengthens our city by lowering the amount of pollution created by waste incineration in Baltimore. So that bill was signed yesterday by the mayor at City Hall, and there was a lot of activities going on. During that event, the Community Catalyst Grant Award recipients came by and got their own awards. Did you know $1.75 million in operating funds went to 35 organizations for community-based projects? The Community Catalyst Grants, combined with our Neighborhood Impact Investment Fund, are power tools that are helping to transform Baltimore neighborhoods and, most importantly, the lives of Baltimore residents. It was really exciting yesterday at City Hall. A lot of money went through, and it's a new era of neighborhood investment. So make sure you visit the mayor's page on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Mayor Pugh50. She's ready to tell you what's going on in the city. In other news, did you know this prescription drug business is out there again? Now, most of you know I was a pharmacist for 30 years, and I practiced more in Baltimore than anywhere else before I went to Nigeria for about 12 years. Now, Mayor Pugh says she stands with the Maryland Citizens Health Initiative in supporting legislation that will create a prescription drug affordability board. A lot of prescription drugs are very expensive. Even coming back to America, some of the prices I've seen are outrageous. So many people rely on prescription drugs to lead healthy lives. Now, in Nigeria, many things are over the counter. Well, I wouldn't say over the counter. When I was in Nigeria, a lot of things over there you could just buy. There were a few things that were prescription, but we don't have that system where every prescription item is going out of the pharmacy via a prescription. So many people have to get the prescription and then have to have the money to buy the medication. The same is going on around the world. So to lead healthy lives, it's a tragedy, she said, that many people in Baltimore struggle to pay for their medications. And she was in Annapolis yesterday, and she was there to talk about this in the state legislature. Some people must go without life-saving drugs simply because of the prices, and she says this must stop. Mayor Pugh is using her hashtag, drugs don't work if people can't afford them. That's a really long hashtag. I'll repeat that. Drugs don't work if people can't afford them. And then MDGA19. It's very important because it's the same problems over and over again. You know, when I look at when I graduated in 1989 and took the Maryland Board of Pharmacy exam versus now, drugs are even more expensive. There's a lot of politics. One has to work with the administration. Some people say, but, you know, it's not easy being the mayor of Baltimore. All the mayors tend to fight very hard, very, very hard for the people. And that's what it's about when you elect mayors in Baltimore. Baltimore's a very big city. And being, I think, the fourth largest in the United States, I think, I have to check on that, communities are waiting to be helped. There's a lot happening. And this mayor is really hard at work, you know. So that's it today for Kemi Talks on the State of Baltimore with Catherine Pugh. Mayor Pugh, thanks so much for giving me the opportunity to be able to spread the news through the internet. Join me on the next podcast, Kemi Talks. At Kemi Talks on Instagram is up. So if you're missing my podcast on Anchor or Spotify, you can also listen to them on Instagram TV, IGTV. Go to the Instagram page at Kemi Talks. That's it. March 8th, 2019. Hi, this is Kemi Olunlayo, Maryland's most beautiful person for Baltimore County in 1997. Today is March 8th, 2019, and we're looking at Kemi Talks. Mayor Catherine Pugh made history yesterday. Well, did you know that she signed the Clean Air Regulation Bill? This bill puts Baltimore on a path toward cleaner air. Yeah, did you see Councilman Ed Reisinger? Who sponsored that bill? You know, climate change is a big problem right now in the world. Everyone is getting affected, even Baltimoreans. This effort strengthens our city by lowering the amount of pollution created by waste incineration in Baltimore. So that bill was signed yesterday by the mayor at City Hall, and there was a lot of activities going on. During that event, the Community Catalyst Grant Award recipients came by and got their own awards. Did you know $1.75 million in operating funds went to 35 organizations for community-based projects? The Community Catalyst Grants, combined with our Neighborhood Impact Investment Fund, are power tools that are helping to transform Baltimore neighborhoods and, most importantly, the lives of Baltimore residents. It was really exciting yesterday at City Hall. A lot of money went through, and it's a new era of neighborhood investment. So make sure you visit the mayor's page on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Mayor Pugh 50. She's ready to tell you what's going on in the city. In other news, did you know this prescription drug business is out there again? Now, most of you know I was a pharmacist for 30 years, and I practiced more in Baltimore than anywhere else before I went to Nigeria for about 12 years. Now, Mayor Pugh says she stands with the Maryland Citizens Health Initiative in supporting legislation that will create a prescription drug affordability board. A lot of prescription drugs are very expensive. Even coming back to America, some of the prices I've seen are outrageous. So many people rely on prescription drugs to lead healthy lives. Now, in Nigeria, many things are over the counter. Well, I wouldn't say over the counter. When I was in Nigeria, a lot of things over there you could just buy. There were a few things that were prescription, but we don't have that system where every prescription item is going out of the pharmacy via a prescription. So many people have to get the prescription and then have to have the money to buy the medication. The same is going on around the world. So to lead healthy lives, it's a tragedy, she said, that many people in Baltimore struggle to pay for their medications. And she was in Annapolis yesterday, and she was there to talk about this in the state legislature. Some people must go without life-saving drugs simply because of the prices, and she says this must stop. Mayor Pugh is using her hashtag, drugs don't work if people can't afford them. That's a really long hashtag. I'll repeat that. Drugs don't work if people can't afford them. And then MDGA19. It's very important because it's the same problems over and over again. You know, when I look at when I graduated in 1989 and took the Maryland Board of Pharmacy exam versus now, drugs are even more expensive. There's a lot of politics. One has to work with the administration. Some people say, but, you know, it's not easy being the mayor of Baltimore. All the mayors tend to fight very hard, very, very hard for the people. And that's what it's about when you elect mayors in Baltimore. Baltimore's a very big city. And being, I think, the fourth largest in the United States, I think, I have to check on that, communities are waiting to be helped. There's a lot happening. And this mayor is really hard at work, you know. So that's it today for Kemi Talks on the State of Baltimore with Catherine Pugh. Mayor Pugh, thanks so much for giving me the opportunity to be able to spread the news through the internet. Join me on the next podcast, Kemi Talks. At Kemi Talks on Instagram is up. So if you're missing my podcast on Anchor or Spotify, you can also listen to them on Instagram TV, IGTV. Go to the Instagram page at Kemi Talks. That's it. March 8th, 2019.